Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Hardwood Culture Podcast, part of the Believe Network, powered by Bet Online. You know me, know the voice of the guy. It's me, really real, villain, real, from Junior here at your service. And I just gotta, let's just go ahead and get out the way. You know?
How about if you sweep it out?
What's the point? I can't do anything right.
You'll do fine.
That hurts.
Hey, pal.
I hate that sound.
You just blowing from Stupid Town?
I 100% did. Just came in from Stupid Town because, Lord have mercy, reverse sweep for us on the last pod. WNBA did not go the way that I wanted. But, which is crazy, because I have a reverse sweep on the pod, but then I go back and I look at WNBA picks, and I'm still 56% on the season in WNBA. In case anybody that tuned in heard me not have a good day, I am 56% on the WNBA this season. That's not including the plays that I might have forgot to put in the system, but still hit. We're around 56% on Tally site. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WNBA-picks. You'll be able to see my picks up there, 56% on the season. It was bad, though. The storm didn't storm. And that was a good portion of it. You know, the storm was supposed to storm, and they didn't storm. But you know what? And let's just go ahead and play the... The storm have another chance to storm tonight, and we're going to talk about it a little bit later, of course. But real quick, got to talk to you about our presenting sponsor, and that is Bet Online, number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, payouts, matchups, everything, baseball, boxing, golf, WNBA, whatever you need, they got it for you. Bet Online continues to be the fastest, easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and casino and card games right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device and get in on the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, but spell it BLEAV, for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. All right, people, so we had a bad timeout with the W this last chance, but let's go back because we're still talking WNBA hoops, and like I said, hoops never stops. You have a bad day, you come back, you get back on the slide, you do it again, and that's how you end up being a winner. Short-term memory loss in this gambling thing. So three games on the slate day. A couple of different ways that I like to go here. The first play, we're going to do a team total. We actually got a couple of team totals that I'm eyeing. And maybe I'll get to the spread in a couple of these games, but a couple of team totals that I'm eyeing here. Matter of fact, I like the spread too. Let's just talk about the first game. New York Liberty, Liberty Bibberty, shout out to my Liberty, going up against the Connecticut Sun in Connecticut. Excuse me, had a hiccup there. 12-3 for the Connecticut Sun, 9-3 for the New York Liberty, -5.5 for the Liberty on the road, 167.5 is the total. Opened up at 164, that totals up 3 points already. Okay, here, quick injury report for these two teams, and we have for the Connecticut Sun, devastating news came out over the weekend. Breonna Jones out for the season with Achilles injury. That's a huge loss for them. Tiffany Hayes is questionable with the face injury as well. And then you have for the New York Liberty, Stephanie Dolson is out for a while with an ankle injury. She's going to be missing time. Also, big thing to point out here, Commissioner's Cup. This is a big Commissioner's Cup game. So if you look at the Commissioner's Cup, well, first, let me tell you what the Commissioner's Cup is in case you've been living under a rock or you just don't follow the W. Like, a lot of people don't follow the W. So, and that's a lot of things with a lot of WNBA content. I'm not going on a slot on a soapbox or anything, but we have to admit there's not a lot of fans of the W right now, or at least not where we would like them to be. So it's just educating. So just to educate you, this is a Commissioner's Cup game. It is an in-season tournament that WNBA started. Promote more competition, give them another chance to win some money. It's 10 games per team, the first home and road game versus conference opponents. So you got six teams in the Eastern Conference. You got five opponents, your first home and road game against them. We are now nearing the end of this tournament where Connecticut is 6-2 and the New York Liberty 5-3. Now, these both of these two teams have one game to go after this in the Commissioner's Cup to win it for the Eastern Conference. Connecticut has a game against the Sky, and the New York Liberty have a game against the Fever. Both probably going to win those games. So that makes this really, really big, because if the New York Liberty win, they are going to need to win and cover this number just to make sure that they're able to make up the point differential between the two teams, which is going to be the tiebreaker differential for the Connecticut Sun. They have 41 points for, and the New York Liberty 31. So they're going to need about a 10-point win here to kind of even things out, and then we'll go into the last game versus the Fever and the Sky. But winner of this puts themselves in a pretty good situation to go and win and represent the Eastern Conference in the Commissioner's Cup. And so, finishing my Commissioner's Cup dialogue, you have the Eastern Conference versus the Western Conference. One team from both conferences is pretty clear and obvious. It's going to be the Aces coming out the West, with them at a perfect 6-0 record in the Western Conference Commissioner's Cup. Los Angeles Sparks are the next best team at 5-5. So the winner of the Commissioner's Cup between the East and the West of their representatives that plays later on this season will get about, I'm pretty sure it's about $500,000 that they split between the team, which is a lot of money, especially for the WNBA and players that are not making as much as NBA players, like not even scratching the surface of what a lot of NBA players make. So this is a lot of money, and this is a very competitive tournament. Aces won it last year. They're looking to repeat. New York Liberty were, you know, these next favorites who win the Commissioner's Cup, but this Connecticut Sun team's been really, really good. So it just adds more fuel to the fire for this game. And because of that, I like the Sun plus 5.5. I like Sun team total over as well. I was deciding if I was going to get there on the 5.5. I'm going to get there on the 5.5. I think that this is a good spot for the Sun at home, even without Breon Jones. I think that they have enough, and just the how they've been able to transition with life without Breonna Jones kind of opens things up for everybody else around. You know, Alyssa Thomas is able to work more out the post without battling for position with Breonna Jones, and she's able to get the ball out to her shooters and everybody else, find a cutter or slasher. That's why her assists have been so good, because she's just been more and more ball dominant and not feeding the ball into Breonna Jones, where she kind of slows the pace down, sets up, and able to go to work. Now the team is moving way a lot more quicker, a lot of pace. 82.5 is the team total for the Connecticut Sun. I know that's a tough look for some, because New York Liberty have been pretty solid defensively over the course of the entire season. Let's just go ahead and look back and see what they're doing over the past five games or so. Let's see here. That's not the stat that I was looking for. But New York Liberty been solid defensively, but they've had some holes that, you know, just as a fan, I've been watching, I haven't been really excited about. But over the past five games, 83.6 points per game given up over the past five games. That is a tremendous drop from where they are in the season at 79.9. So defense has been a little bit, they've been allowing a little bit more points, you know, this go around. They just allowed 88 to the Washington Mystics on the road, who I think only two times this season have scored 80 points on the road. So I think that the New York Liberty, who are reeling a little bit defensively, I think it is an over game. I think there's going to be a lot of pace. Both of these two teams moving with a lot of pace recently. Let's just kind of go back and look at the pace stats here. Past five games, New York Liberty second in pace, and Connecticut Sun fifth in pace last five games. Let's go to, I believe there's two games that they haven't played without Breonna Jones. Still top five in pace for the Connecticut Sun and the New York Liberty in the past couple of games. So I expect to see a very, very high-paced game. Expect to see both of these two teams going after it, battling for what is the Commissioner's Cup. Only concern here, potential undergame. Maybe this is like a playoff game because the Commissioner's Cup, you know, is basically on the line. Like, Connecticut's playing for outright first place in the East and a guaranteed spot in the Commissioner's Cup. That's what I like. I think that they have a little bit more to prove because of the fact that this offseason it was Aces, Liberty, Aces, Liberty, Aces, Liberty. Nobody's talking about Connecticut. Jacquel Jones leaves Connecticut, goes to the Liberty. It's all about Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. This seems like a really good get spot from where they get back spot from when they got destroyed by the Liberty early on this season in New York. Now they can get back right. Give me Connecticut Sun plus 5.5. Give me Sun team total over 82.5. That's minus 104. All right. Two plays there. Do we continue going? Yeah, let's keep going because we got play the Minnesota Lynx. Lynx are a 3.5-point home favorite. Seattle, it totals at 161.5. Seattle, 8-4 against the spread. 7-4 as an underdog. Minnesota is 6-7 against the spread. 0-3 as a favorite. Injury report here. Seattle Storm, Jordan Horston. Very good, you know, draft pick for them. She's really, really been able to step up. And just everything doesn't show all the time on the stat sheet, but she really does mean a lot. So she's doubtful for Tuesday. And you have Tiffany Mitchell out. Diamond Miller, I've seen that she might play, but I've also seen that it could be another week. So we'll see about Diamond Miller's status. Jessica Shepherd, Ariel Powers are both out as well. A lot of outs for the Minnesota Lynx. It just feels like you're thinking too hard on this. Minnesota's bad. Both of these teams aren't great, but Minnesota's bad against the spread as well. 0-3 is a favorite, 2-4 at home. 6-7, 8-5 for the Seattle Storm overall. I'm sorry, 7-4 as a dog. I'm rocking with the Storm here. Y'all know me. If I'm catching the Storm plus points, I'm going to take them every time. Hopefully I don't jinx it, but I'm going to take them every time. I just think that this Seattle Storm team is, they do not give up. And it's because they had such low expectations that they're extremely well coached. They go out there, they hustle every play. It's like you'll never outwork them. And they feel like they're in every game. And Seattle's played really, really tough competition early on in the beginning of the season. Like, let's just kind of go back down the list because things starting to cool off for them a little bit. But they opened it up with the Aces. Then they played Dallas. Then they played the Liberty. Then they played the Sparks twice. Then they played the Mystics twice. Throw in Phoenix, last place team in the league in there. And then you have the Aces again, Dallas again, Connecticut again. Then you just had them get killed by the Indiana Fever at home. But then they bounce back and get a really, really good win against the Mercury. I think that they're just good against bad teams. And they struggle against good ones. And so Minnesota's a bad team. I'm not laying points with Minnesota. I don't trust laying points with Minnesota. And I think that, you know, here for me, this is a spot where I'm going to continue to do what I've been doing. And I'm going to continue to back the Seattle Storm as underdogs. So give me Seattle Storm plus 3.5 here. That is play number 3. Let me get it. Absolutely. All right. Yeah, I got 4 plays in W today. This could go really good or really bad. But I got to play this last one. Dallas Wings versus the Phoenix Mercury. 167.5 is the total. The Mercury are 3.5-point home dogs here. They just fired their head coach. This could be a stretch because they did just fire the head coach. But I'm going to trust myself. I'm going to trust the fact that this Mercury team is really, really bad in the second quarter. Give me the Dallas Wings minus 1.5 in the first half. I'm not going for the full game, but again, Phoenix, really, really, really bad in the first half. Like, they are a terrible first half team. It seems like every time I watch the game, they kind of get destroyed in that second quarter, and it really, really, like, hurts them and what they're doing. If you look at their plus minus over the course of the season, they are second to last at -6.8 in the first half. Let's look at the past five games here and see where that number is at. Past five games, -16.2 in the first half. Dallas Wings, 1.2. So their first half margin, they're -16 in the first half over the past five games. Really, really brutal first half stretch. And it's a lot of it's that second quarter. They kind of like, they be in it the first quarter sometimes, but that second quarter, this team kind of dies out. And then they just don't end up covering that first half number. So I'm going to keep doing what I've been doing for a little while and been fading the Phoenix Mercury in the first half. Looks like in their past five games, they are 0-5 in the first half straight up. So if you don't want the 1.5, fine. Now, Dallas been sliding a little bit, not too good in their last five as well, but they're significant, still significantly better than the Mercury in pretty much every category. 41.6 points per game in the first half, 36.4 points per game in the first half for the Phoenix Mercury, 44.6% from the field, 43.3% from the field for the Mercury. Even shooting the ball from three better, 33.3%, 25.9% for the Mercury. On that note, it just seems like every single category, the Dallas Wings are better than the Phoenix Mercury in the first half. 1 + 1 = 2. I'm taking Dallas -1.5 in the first half to get it done. -150 if you want to lay the juice and just take them on the money line. All right. Let's see here. That is it. But I want to leave us with a little play. Let's get on. Let's get on. Let's leave us a little prize pick parlay for the WNBA in terms of player props. We'll definitely want to get in there and get a little. So let's see here. What do I like today on the player prop realm? Oh, well, I got to do my auto bet. Alyssa Thomas, 7.5 assists. That's got to be in there for sure. Over 7.5 assists. That's literally, they keep moving the number. She keeps cashing the number. It doesn't matter. I'm not afraid. So let's go ahead and back Alyssa Thomas there on her assists. Let's add that in there. Let's go add... Where's Vandersloot assist? Sloot's been having a lot of assists. Do the Mercury get off on a... Is it high scoring on both sides? Something to consider there. I'm over here just talking a storm off to you guys while I'm putting in this prize picks. All right. Let's go with that. Easyman Beggar, over 8.5 rebounds. She's got a pretty solid matchup. Missing some size on the inside for the Minnesota Lynx. Let's take Easy to get 9 rebounds in this game. Let's go with Jacquel Jones to get some rebounds for the New York Liberty in a revenge game. 7.5 is her number. I'll take Jacquel Jones over 7.5 rebounds there as well. That's 3. Dawana Bonner has been going crazy recently. Do we just go Jewel? Does anybody stop Jewel? Nobody stops Jewel. Yeah, let's go Jewel. Jewel, 25 points. Let's add Jewel in there. And let's close things out with one more. Give me a 5 pick. Or do I just take Sabrina Ionescu 3s? If she, it's at 3 threes. I don't think I want the 3 threes. I don't think I want the 3 threes. Free throws made. That's an interesting. And no, let's just keep it. Let's just keep it simple. I talked her up. I'm on the sun today. Dawana Bonner has been amazing. Let's do Dawana Bonner over 18.5 points. So let's put that, those 5 player props into there, and let's have a good day. Let's have a good day. So, just a recap of the show before we get up out of here. I have Connecticut Sun over 82.5 team total for that game, plus the Sun plus 5.5. I have Seattle plus 3.5. And I have the Dallas Wings first half minus 1.5. And then I threw in some player props for a little five pick parlay here. Easy McBeggar, 5.5 rebounds. Alyssa Thomas over 7.5 assists. Jacquel Jones over 7.5 rebounds. Jewel Lloyd over 25 points. And Dawana Bonner over 18.5 points. That was a fun little, you know, piece of money on a little parlay there at the end. All right. If you're not already, make sure you follow me at reallyreal_. Shout out to Believe and everybody on the Believe Network. Check out everything they have to offer. This has been the Hardwick Culture Podcast, brought to you by Bet Online. And I have nothing else to say, nothing else. Do no other way of ending podcast. Just going to do like this. We are out of here.